You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday morning, during the segment called Rattle Off, one of our callers, because we talked to several really cool Mix 100 listeners, Jessica, we were just kind of BSing with her about stuff. We were talking about skiing, and she happened to drop this line about how her mom was on the Canadian ski team and was one of the, like, a world champion one year. And we're like, dang, that's got to be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And her mom doesn't even ski anymore. Her mom now lives, where'd she say, like, in...
somewhere warm, Scottsdale or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But that her, you know, she has that memory that her mom was on the Canadian ski team and was a world champion. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
It's like my daughter-in-law was, her dad was an Olympic silver medalist. And it's...
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a lot to live up to. I know the woman that called in had like all of her mom's memorabilia up in a room.
Yeah.
You know, trophies and all that. And that's really neat.
We thought it might be fun to open up the phones and try something different on our show. And that is, instead of calling in and talking about you or your kids, which is where many, many of our topics come from, turning it around and talking about your parents, especially if your parents accomplished something that was either mind-blowing, super impressive, or something to make you really proud. Like, I don't think, I'm sorry, I don't want to be mean, but like, if your parent won Employee of the Month 1 month.
Top in their bowling league or something.
But I mean the really cool stuff, like an Olympic champion or... Do you have one? Because
wait,
I brought
funny,
in
like,
show
I,
and tell.
Did you? Okay, let's do yours in a second here. I was trying to jot down. I mean, my dad has been decades in public service, you know, fire chief, fire department. Mm-hmm. He was an emergency services commander down in the Springs. So, I mean, the list is crazy long for my dad. And it's like in the office at their house, the amount of awards and plaques and things on the wall. It's like I look at that. I'm like, I'm never going to live up to this. I'll roll through three really quick. I know my dad saved this kid's life that was run over by a garbage truck, actually. Like they had to.
Oh, my God.
The kid was like in the wheel well. I don't want to be too graphic, but they saved this kid's life. And that was years and years ago. And he got a lot of attaboys for that. He's delivered a baby on the side of the road. And the other big award thing that he got was for this huge gasoline tanker fire out in Lakewood a few years ago. And he was like mm-hmm. the command of the scene. And mm-hmm. it was like one of those things where it could have went south at any time. And it's like a bomb going off if you think of
right.
a gasoline tanker on fire. And he was able to get control of the scene and they got it out. And he got a lot of accolades for that. So, I mean, I could go on and on with stories from my dad. So it truly is. I mean, I'm not even joking that I look at my dad and I'm like, I will never accomplish what he's accomplished. Here I am right. in the morning making fart jokes on the radio, you know. If I right. had to deliver a baby, I'd be like, ew, you know.
right.
So, yeah, I look up to my dad a lot. And I think what's yours? You got like a certificate or something with some sort of seal on it.
Yeah, it's got a gold seal because this comes from my dad was in he was career Air Force. And this right. comes from it's a special commendation from the actual chief of staff in Washington, D.C.
Hey,
to technical sergeant at the time. So he had to be 26 when this happened. And this is like out of a flipping movie. And so you would think, oh, it's fake. No, the freaking
it's right
chief
there.
Of staff.
There's a stamp. There's a seal on it.
So this is when he's 26 years old, and my sister just brought it to me when she came, you know, to stay for a few days. Technical Sergeant Donald A. Testa distinguished himself by meritorious achievement on such and such date at such and such location. On that date, Sergeant Testa discovered a burning car with two passengers trying to crawl from the accident. Sergeant Testa dispatched the next person to arrive at the accident for help, and without thought for his personal safety, proceeded to remove the two men to safety away from the burning auto, one of the men by then being unconscious.
Mm.
The exemplary courage, complete disregard for personal safety, and selfless devotion to duty displayed by Sergeant
hey.
Testa reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Air Force.
Nice.
He saved two people from
That's
a burning
great.
Vehicle.
That's awesome.
I've never done that.
No, you haven't.
What?
Good for him. That's pretty cool.
So now we're opening up the phones, and we want you to brag at 303-691-1MIX, 691 1649. Can we take one quick call before we go to break?
Let's do it.
And then your calls, 303-691-1649. Michelle's got a story. Michelle, what did one of your parents do?
My mom has a quilt on permanent display at the Native American Smithsonian.
In the
Holy
Smithsonian.
Crap.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Dang. Yeah, that's there's some bragging rights right there. In fact, I want to go to the Smithsonian in the next year or so. I might have to look. You said it's in the Native American Smithsonian? Is that in D.C., though?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
There you go. That's really neat.
So you get to brag about that for the rest of your life, Michelle.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We're going to go to phone calls. So those of you who are on hold, I know for a fact we're not going to be able to get to all of them because we are jam-packed on the lines, but we'll do our best to get to as many as we can. Also, some of the text messages are really cool, too. Colleen says, after my mother passed away, we found an award for her being the number one paratrooper in her U.S. Air Force training class. She never even told us that she jumped from a plane, much less was the best at it.
Look at that.
That's
incredible.
That's pretty badass to find out that your mom was a paratrooper.
That's really
neat. Come on.
To Christina here, who says, my dad has his own entry in IMDb. He was a dog trainer and provided the dogs for a 1982 movie called Dogs of Hell.
That's great.
Also very badass.
Melody's going back an extra generation. She says, my husband's grandfather was one of the original Blue Angels pilots.
Oh, now
before
that's
really
cool.
Before they even called them the Blue Angels.
Yeah, they're incredible.
That's pretty badass also. And then Ben made me laugh. Ben from Aurora says, my dad was drafted by the Chicago Bulls, played in the NBA and the ABA, and then he finishes by saying, no, we aren't rich, and no, I don't know Michael Jordan.
Those are like the two obvious questions.
Oh, that's funny. Let's grab some calls. Who else has got stories to brag about their parents? Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you got for us?
So I got my dad. He actually just passed from a heart attack about 2 years ago, but prior to that, he had been struck by lightning twice. Struck by a transformer and had a heart attack at 32, and he made it all the way to 56.
Holy
my
cow!
Goodness, struck by lightning twice.
Yeah. So every time it stormed, everybody ran away from him.
Yeah, stay away from dad. Something bad's coming.
Tiffany, thank you for the call. We appreciate that very much.
What?
That's funny. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Morning. Is this about your mom or about your dad?
My dad.
Okay.
He got a job in Antarctica installing air ducts at the station down there. Well, when the plane went in for a landing, the altimeter was off, and the plane crashed in Antarctica. And my dad broke his arm, but he was still, like, had the peace of mind to, you know, pull people off the plane after, you know, it was, you know, wrecked and everything.
Yes.
And he got, like,
Jeez.
Some special award for it, too.
I would think so.
Man, look at that.
Crashing in Antarctica.
We got pulling people out of burning cars, and now Mike's dad is pulling people out of crashed airplanes.
Fighting off polar bears with one arm.
Dang.
It's pretty cool, Mikey.
Thank you for the call, buddy. Cecilia, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you got for us?
My father. He came here from Cuba when he was a teenager, and... He joined the military in order to become a U.S. citizen because he loved this country, and he worked his way up to being the first Hispanic U.S. Marshal in Colorado, nominated and confirmed by Jimmy Carter.
Holy
Whoa.
Crap.
You'll never live up to that.
No.
That's big time. That's really
That's
good.
That's really cool. Do you have stuff hanging on the wall about that, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've
That's
got
super
the papers
cool.
and the confirmation letter and everything like that.
It's really neat.
That's pretty cool.
Very impressive.
Cecilia, thank you for that call. Do we have time for one more? Whoa. We're going to make time for one more. Chris, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
So, what's the story?
Well, my dad, he was in the Vietnam War and he was a photographer. And while he was there, the government asked him to do some secret missions, and he took some photos, which they're now currently in the Pentagon as secret.
Really?
Also, he saved some people's lives there while he was getting shot, and he ended up getting the Silver Star.
That's pretty cool,
super
man.
Super cool. Man, that's
bad
a, yeah,
mama
that's
jamma
the whole
right
thing.
There.
These parents are badass.
They are.
Chris?
They really are.
That's great. Thank you. Jeffra says, my mom was the first female executive for Mountain Bell and AT&T and the first female boss of the year in Colorado.
Nice.
Boss. My mom's a boss. Who is this? They didn't sign their name. From 0012. My dad toured in 1980 with Toto.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry
you know
to hear
the
that.
Song, the song Africa and all
yeah,
those
I'm
others?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Your poor dad.
Shut up.
Gail says, my father was the one responsible for installing the security systems at New Manchester's United Stadium in the UK.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
6106 says, my dad was career Navy and an aviator. He was an instructor. He was John McCain's instructor who came to our house for dinner
one time.
Oh, it's Laura. Laura says her dad taught John McCain how to fly.
Holy crap.
Man, oh, man. You guys got some cool stories. Thank you for participating.